This is our first chance to talk to you after the draft. What's your take on things?
I was really pleased. We really got some good players that fill our needs, but we were able to get them on the basis of being the best value at that point in time. It's just that we were able to work it out so that they fit our needs. So I was really pleased. We're going to be a solid team, and you know, we still have a lot of work to do, and these guys coming in are still rookies, but we did a lot to strengthen our offensive line, and you know, running the ball is important to us, and so I think we're in much, much better shape there, and I think that our defense is going to be outstanding, and you know, you put those things together, and you can be a very competitive ball club.
How about getting the South Carolina guy number one?
Well, he's just phenomenal, and he's a good kid. You know, you can sit down and talk to him. He can communicate with you. You know, he's got a lot of poise, and he loves J.J. Watt, and he says, you know, that's going to be my mentor. And I said, yeah, you just follow J.J. Whatever J.J. does, you do it, and you're going to be in good shape.
Bob, there was obviously no clear-cut quarterback that you guys wanted at the top, but are you concerned about the quarterback position for your team now?
Well, I think people are always concerned about that position because it's such a difficult position. But, I mean, he's got the attributes that could allow him as he develops, to become a good NFL quarterback. And that's what we were looking at. He's big, he's strong, and he really only played about 2 years in college. So he's got a lot to learn. But he was a guy that Bill and Rick liked early on.
What have been your impressions of Bill O'Brien so far? You've got to see him work for a few months now.
He's a no-nonsense guy, but he sits down, he listens to people, and he'll express his view and listen to your viewpoint. And then, if new information comes in, he'll come in and say, you know, I just heard something or saw something that made me change my mind about so-and-so. You know, and that's what you want, a guy that is willing to think things through and process new information as it comes along, and he does that. He's very smart, and I like his philosophy, and I think it's going to prove to be very successful for us.
Bill, what did you think about Rick being able to trade into the third round to get Nicks?
Yeah, right. Well, that was really a good move because we brought in a couple of guys at nose tackle and think they're going to be pretty good. But I think Nicks, he was the best nose tackle there in the draft. So he has a chance to be outstanding and be the type of player that Romeo was looking for. And so I thought that was really a smart move on Rick's part.
Before the season, you've made it pretty clear that you didn't feel like this was a rebuilding process. Do you still feel that way? I mean, with the quarterback situation being a little bit unsettled right now?
Well, there are 11 positions, you know, in offense and defense, and very few teams have all of them filled to their satisfaction, and I don't know that we've ever, you know, been in that position. So I think we're a pretty solid team, and we've got our core players who are still around, who are outstanding, and that's why I said I just thought, you know, we need to fill in some holes, which we have done. But, you know, you aren't going out and completely tearing the team up and rebuilding it from scratch. That's not the case at all.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Okay. Thanks.